Addy, well done on the win. Unbelievable stuff there. How good does that feel?
Oh, fantastic. You know, it was we've had to grind it out. I don't think we played particularly well today. You've got to give Mason a lot of credit. They're a good footballing team, and they played their strengths and moved the ball. They've got good players. You know, but we give them two goals in the first half. The first one's out of play here, because I just spoke to Richard, he's on that side, and the ball is definitely out of play. But doesn't matter about that. We've still got to defend it. Ayo's held his hands up. We can't give a ball back to Roscoe like after, what was it, a minute? He's got like absent. And, you know, going away from home, you can't start games like that, you know, and we know that. Are we going to get a clean sheet this season? I'm not sure, but if we keep winning 3-2 and 4-3, I'll take it all day long. But it was one of those games, in the end, we thought, just physically we could cause him a problem. And obviously, I'd already spoke to Krez before the game. If we had to chase a game, I'm going to throw you up top and see, because I knew they're not the biggest team. And he made a difference. But I mean, obviously, the second goal was a fantastic finish from Ryan, brought him on, and he took his goal well, which is great on his debut. But the boys dug in at the end. Did we get a rub of the green? Probably did. Was it a penalty? Maybe. I honestly don't know. I mean, they're there. It could have easily gone against us. It hasn't. And, as I say, mates from a decent side, and this is not an easy place to come.
And how good was it to have Ryan Cresswell there at the back when you're trying to defend that 3-2 lead, just to calm things down a bit?
Yeah, well, when the balls go in there, then you know that there's every chance we're going to get on the end of it with a header. And you've got AO, you had Boyish, and you had Cresswell. And, they did that. You did that. Yes, we rode our luck a little bit. But that's football. You know, we've had games this season where it hasn't happened for us. And, you know, the opposition have had a little bit of luck. And we probably had that little bit of luck today. I'm not really going to talk about the officials, to be fair. There's no point, but it was a tough afternoon for both teams in terms of the officials. But listen, it happens, and we have to move on.
Ryan Broom coming on as well, getting a goal on his debut. What a debut that was as well, coming on off the bench.
He done great, you know. I just felt we needed to change the wider players because it was having a bit of a tough afternoon. It was just one of those days. They couldn't get him in the game. That's why we brought Ryan in, to make a difference, and he's done that and come on and took his goal well, fantastically well. Could have easier panic there, but he took his goal great. And then obviously we knew from set plays that we could be a problem.
And how pleased with the impact Ayo Obalai made, because he's become a bit of a goal scorer, hasn't he, this season from the back?
Yeah, he made up for the mistake he made, he knows that. But he scored, and so it turns out he's won the game for us. But he's still learning, he's still got more to do defensively. He's held his hands up, he knows better than that to defend like that. And he's come in the last few three games and done great.
And just one more, what does this say about this winning run now? Seven games unbeaten. How good does that feel as well with the momentum?
Yeah, it's good. It's very good, you know. And we're now on a bit of a roll, and take full confidence now to play Hartlepool at home Saturday. And we should do. And if we keep doing that week in, week out to the end of the season, who knows? But they're taking it from training onto the pitch at the moment, and that's fantastic.